Hi guys.
T-Shirt,
over here.
First off, I'd like to say how sad I was to hear of the untimely death of Luke Perry. Beverly Hills 90210 was a landmark teen drama, although I was only young enough to watch the remake. Also, I was devo to hear about the passing of Prodigy lead singer Keith Flint, because I myself was an actual Prodigy in the 90s. Totes emosh week, guys.
Taoiseach, what are your thoughts on the scandal surrounding Justin Trudeau? Yeah.
Look, my bro Trudes is an innocent man. We're just two hip, young, handsome dudes doing the best we can for our countries.
So you're saying it's okay for a leader to use his power and influence to benefit big business, like Enda Kenny promising to secretly lobby on behalf of Facebook?
Whoa. Yeah. Enda might be old and not in any way cool or handsome, but he did absolutely nothing wrong there. Sometimes tech giants ask us to do this or that tiny little favour, and we hop to it because, duh, it's Facebook. But that in no way means we're in Mark Zuckerberg's pocket. Ha! We wish.
Taoiseach, were you shocked to hear about the hoax device sent to Minister Harris during the week?
LOL. I was shocked somebody thinks we open our own mail. There are proles to do that kind of thing. We don't open our own letters, we don't open our own doors, and we don't keep our own promises. Like the gender quota in cabinet for exams. You guys have seen what I've got to work with. It's slim pickings.
Taoiseach, what about a compromise on the backstop? Can we meet the UK halfway?
Well, look, I'm open to a compromise, but there has to be give and take in any negotiation.
And what would you be looking for in return for a compromise?
Access to the BBC iPlayer. I forgot to record the season finale of Call the Midwife. Total mare. And no spoilers, please.
Taoiseach, you say you support the kids' climate change strike next Friday. Is this a case of you supporting a protest against your own failure on this issue?
Not at all. Climate change is totes on fleek, and I'm down with the kids, even though I find school visits totes awks, and I did have to roll back on my plans to go vegan because it upset the turf muncher big farmer Fine Gael vote. Nobody said this job was going to be easy, but it totes is. I'm killing it, frying it and eating it medium rare. Now it's time to introduce our Dublin candidates for the forthcoming European elections.
Hi.
Pearl Fitzgerald and Mark Durkin.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oops.
I couldn't find my way here.
What?
I've never been to Dublin before.
Lol.
Ooh. Oh dear.
Ooh. Why would Dubliners vote for someone who can't even name four streets in the city?
Let one answer that. One resents that question. Why would one need to remember such trivialities when one's servant can give one's driver the direct?
I think they're actually referring to Mark. Look, Mark Durkin, is that your name?
Yes.
Is a toast valid voice for Dublin. It's definitely not our way of undermining Fianna Fáil or bugging Mary Lou. Vote number one for Mark.
Taoiseach, aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, you're right, Pearls. Silly of me.
Yes.
My self-satisfaction rating has fallen to a new low this week.
What?
Which just doesn't make any sense because I'm an absolute ledge bag.
No, one meant
so look, a vote for Mark Durkin is a vote of confidence in your Taoiseach Leo. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
And please, please vote for Mark.
And...
Oh, sorry. And by extension, a vote for Mark is a vote for Leo, for leader, for life. T-shirt.
Oh, diddums.
Now, let's all take a momo to appreciate my resting bitch face.
Welcome to BBC News, the televisual equivalent of a knock on the door from a policeman who says, "You might want to sit down for this, love." The top story tonight is some good news. Only joking, it's Brexit. It's always Brexit. I read it so often on the auto queue, I see the words scrolling across my eyeballs when I dream. I'm joined on the line by the remains of the Prime Minister, Theresa Maybot. Mrs. Maybot, another difficult week with the Irish Prime Minister, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, claiming you've sent him no legal documents or even drafts to peruse regarding Brexit.
To view documents, you must update Adobe Reader.
Not this again.
Syncing to the cloud, downloading latest iTunes.
Oh dear.
Would you like to update your antivirus software?
Maybe we should try rebooting you,
Please do not shut down the Prime Minister during updates.
I'm afraid we'll have to leave the Prime Minister there. Meanwhile, the latest Brexit leak suggests there will be new amendments placing greater importance on protecting workers' rights. This from the House of Commons earlier.
Yeah. Order! Yeah. Order! Order! Yeah. What's the Nazi
from Raiders of the Lost Ark doing here? Oh, it's Jacob Rees-Mogg! Order!
Protecting workers' rights is a travesty. What am I supposed to do? Give my chimney sweeper lunch break? He's only six. What does he need a lunch break for? It's a slippery slope. Next, my chamber pot collector will be looking to be paid in real money.
The Northern Ireland Secretary, Karen Bradley, has been criticised for defending police and army killings in the Troubles as not crimes. Here's Mrs. Bradley getting into difficulty in a London car park.
I'm sorry, madam. You're going to have to come with us.
Look, as I've explained, when people run over unarmed pedestrians with their Range Rovers, 90% of the time it is a crime. But the 10% of the time that I do it, I'm acting in a dignified and appropriate way. I'm deeply sorry for any offence I've caused to the relatives of the people I ran over, even if they were only Catholics. Ma'am.
The Daily Telegraph has reported that gone were the suggestions that a no-deal Brexit is a unicorn that needs to be slayed. I don't know what that means, but Boris Johnson is outside Parliament and he's always worth a soundbite. Boris?
Yes. A no-deal Brexit is a unicorn that needs to be slayed. The backstop is a nymph that demands a rigorous tickling. And Article 50 is a buxom mermaid that's just giving me a fishy wink and rather fancies a little bit of how's your father? Yeah. Quavers.
Finally, we just have time to hear Nigel Farage say some problematic things on his radio phone-in show.
Knife crime? Who cares about knife crime? Any good, honest, decent Englishman isn't afraid of knife crime. His body's so swollen from years of pints, fags and pork pies that the only thing a stabbing would do is let some air out. The real threat is that Greg's Bakery has boosted its sales with its vegan sausage rolls. Soon the liberal Bluetooth elite will ban pork entirely. What does the world come to when a man can't enjoy his favourite drink, the Boozy 99? That's a pint of Boddington's with a sausage roll stuck in the top. The sprinkles are chewing tobacco. Yeah!
But that's all we've got time for, thankfully. This is Hugh Edwards in BBC London, but Googling property in southern France, southern Italy, or even southern Ireland. Good night.
It's a tough life. There's me knock here. Hello, yes. What's the Observer? Newspaper, right? Facebook. No comment on that. I said, you are connected to the voicemail service of Dr. Ind Kinney, Knight of Inishfallen, the finest hiney of the backbenches. Thank you. Fake that for a game of cowboys. Mick, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah, my eyes are sore too. I got some gravy in them when I was sucking the juice out of my morning roast duck.
How's retirement?
You mean semi?
Yeah, mine too. We're not young bucks anymore. Shimon, come here. Did you get a call about that dinner in 2013?
2013, the vulture funds. Good times, baby.
No, the Facebook. Remember? Oh, the stuff I promised them lads. She was like a first date. you were having a right feed.
You can take away my silver service cutlery, garçon. I'll be using my bare hands.
And where to say you're from again? The Facebook, is this
right.
A new thing?
Yeah, we have 2 billion users right now.
2 billion Facebooks?
Uh-huh.
God, you must have to cut down more trees than we did to make way for your data centres. Do you want more green spaces for them, by the way? Noonan has plenty.
No.
Millions and billions. You can have them. We're not building anything else on them.
Yes. By the way, I'm Ind Kinney, President of Europe.
Right.
Paddy knows what the story is.
I'm Charlton Goldson. I'm an executive of Facebook. I take meetings that Mark is too important for.
Would you be anything to Jack Charlton at all? The world's greatest living Irishman, a great supporter of Mayo Fisheries.
I don't think...
And your hair.
Huh?
Do you mind if I just give it an old rub?
I'd rather... Okay.
Oh, so luxurious. How'd you get it so curly?
Leave the lads growing alone.
You know, I tried to get mine to go curly, but it wouldn't hold. Also experimented with a fringe a few years back. Or bangs, as you Yanks would say. But anyway,
We're very appreciative of Facebook's show of support for the Irish economy, Mr. Charlton.
Charlton's my first name, but I fully understand.
By the way, if you need to avoid a few taxes...
I wish now, Ind.
If you think we're too hard on you with all the regulation, I wouldn't like
digits. We don't regulate them, you gowl.
Just so you know, I'm a big noise in Europe. And we're aware of this whole YMCA thing.
GDPR.
Right. Our priority is helping those most in need.
Right.
Like massively wealthy, important companies like the Feckbook.
Right, but we take data privacy very seriously.
Oh, so do I. So when I came to office, our data commissioner had his office above a Spar in the Midlands.
What?
But I'm going to beef it up. Put it over a super value, maybe.
Well, we consider you a great friend of Facebook.
Brilliant! Did you hear that, Noonan? That's four Facebook friends I have now.
Three. Leo unfriended you.
Oh, Shimon! Look, we can get the IDA to help you out. They can get you a forest or knock down a few apartments for a data centre.
That's great, but I'm sure you guys have to build houses.
Nah, I like to have everyone living 3 or 4 hours away from work.
So they can spend more time commuting and therefore on the Facebook.
Bitching about us.
Well, I...
Tins of lilt all around.
Lilt?
Yeah, it's a traditional Irish drink, but she'll know everything about Ireland soon when we help you with all these annoying privacy issues. What?
For God's sake, will you leave the man's
hair alone?
It's lovely and fluffy.
Minister!
How dare you follow me to my private menagerie? Have you any idea how long it takes me to settle my two peacocks? Michael, Leo, get back into your cages!
Minister!
You there, the gentleman who hasn't used an iron since the Celtic Tiger.
Have you any comments to make on the travel chaos caused by such little snow last weekend?
Well, you see, little things often cause chaos. Did anyone think making little Simon Harris health minister would turn the health crisis into a budgetary black hole and set back finance so much that Project 2040 is going to be renamed Project 2140.
Passengers were sleeping on floors.
Yeah.
Flights were delayed for hours on end. There was absolute mayhem, Minister. Yes.
Well, that's what happens when you fly Ryanair. We've no idea the snow was coming, even though we had the exact same weather almost a year ago to the day. It just crept up on us with no warning, like the Brexit.
What about rumours the mayhem was an intentional ploy to distract commuters from the chaos on the N7 roadworks?
Yes. Preposterous. That would be like sending bacon powder to the Department of Health to distract from the chaos of the Children's Hospital. It's simply too good of an idea for us to have come up with it ourselves. You there, the lady who looks like a Tidy Towns committee leader with a prescription medication addiction.
What about your junior minister's proposal to exempt rural people going to work from doing driving bans?
Well, I've no junior minister.
Hello there, how are you?
This is the groundskeeper of my menagerie. Isn't that right, boy?
Well, no, it isn't.
But you sweep up Leo's droppings every day.
That's what all junior ministers do, like.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Minister, what do you say to accusation of sexism in light of your comments to Sinn Féin's Imelda Munster calling her a donkey? Pah, no way. I love the women folk. I love the dinky little ways they try and parallel park, the way they struggle with their petticoats on a windy day, and their vast emotional range, the way they get upset and run off into the summer rain, only to get wet, contract fever, and die. So happy Women's Day, dears. Right, mustache. My parakeets are crying louder than Brendan Howland reading an opinion poll. Toodle pip! And you, boy, go clean out Leo's cage.
Now, welcome back to Morning Ireland with me and the 16 other people who present it. It's 8:03, and coming up in the next hour is, well, almost exactly the same as the last hour.
Oh,
but we'll carry on...
What?
Oh, I've just been told the show must end an hour early as someone did the rota wrong, and the sound crew are finishing at 8. That means we have to try and fit an hour's Morning Ireland content into 3 minutes, which, sadly, I think we'll be able to do far too easily. Let's begin, shall we? First, over to the newsroom for the news. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. The news is the same as the news we read less than half an hour ago. Back to you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. And here's John S. Doyle with what it says in the papers.
It says exactly the same thing in the papers as it did on the news bulletin that just happened, Brian.
Thanks, John. Now to discuss things in the US, I'll hand over to one of my 16 co-presenters, Gavin Jennings, say.
Thanks, Brian. Now from whoever we could wake up in America, this report.
Donald Trump.
Back to you, Dobbo.
And now our Europe correspondent.
Brexit.
The view from Northern Ireland.
Brexit.
Live now to the Taoiseach.
Hi.
Why is everything bad?
Brexit. Lol.
Excellent. It's 8:02. We can do this. Weather update.
Highest to lowest degrees, somewhere between -1 and 21 degrees high.
Now, since no major British politicians will do an interview with us, on the line now is an obscure backbench Tory MP.
Barely disguised disdain, Paddy.
AA Roadwatch.
Traffic everywhere.
Sport.
Man United comeback.
Levity. Right.
Back to Brian with the headlines.
Nothing new has happened. Back to you, Brian.
More on that story from Northern Ireland.
Still Brexit.
Ad break. Welcome back. It's 1 minute to eight. Time for an unnecessarily aggressive interview with Gavin Jennings.
A new survey is out today on household waste. Professor Ferry joins us. What's new in these findings?
Well, first of all, good morning to you, Gavin.
Well, that's not the question I asked you.
I was just being polite.
Well, politeness is just a way of avoiding questions. And it's doctor, by the way.
I think you're being very rude.
And you're being very vague.
How dare you?
Why weren't the results of this survey out before now?
Well, it's a new survey.
It's too little too late, isn't it?
We've literally just published...
That's all we've time for. Show yourself out.
Brian.
Excellent. We did it. We fitted a full hour of Morning Ireland content into 3 minutes and we didn't miss a thing. So it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
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 And so between the headlines, the sport, the traffic, the weather, the time checks, what it says in the papers, ad breaks and that bit of ham at 5 to 9, we only have about 3 minutes of presenting to do and even still, it takes 73 of us. So goodbye from all of us.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
It's 8 o'clock.
All right, settle down there, lads. And gender quarters.
Give us a smile there, Lisa Quarter.
You do know it's International Women's Day.
Oh, rubbish.
What is it, Deputy D? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
I have. God help us all.
Good morning, everyone.
Let's just go with STD and part-time ghost of Christmas past Eamon O'Queeve.
There's something horrible on his face. Yeah. Something I've never seen before, boss.
Soft day, McCushna.
Oh, you're right. It's terrifying, Deputy O'Keefe.
Yes.
Are you smiling?
Don't lodge Fianna Fáil candidates in the north, you said, and look how it ended up.
He's right, Big Mickey. And then you did a deal with the STLP anyway. 2 years, too late.
Stop that, no.
You did a deal with the remains of the STLP, the scrapings of the party.
You did a deal with a wheelie bin, Jadu Hardley.
We formed an alliance with the STLP in order to see if it has
a pulse.
A policy platform that we can share.
The last time they were relevant, people were wearing platforms.
And after 2 years, the blue shirts swoop in and grab the only STLP person anyone's ever heard of.
Mark Feckin Dorkin, while you are dithering like a dithering dither.
That's not fair. I was overseeing very important consulting matters, ensuring no one in the STLP were consuming saturated fats.
They got jerked. Who did we get? Yeah.
A very excellent young fellow with solid BMI.
What's his name again?
It's, let me see it here. Eastwood. Colm Eastwood. It's a massive Wikipedia page I printed out.
Yeah, that's Clint Eastwood's Wiki page, boss.
No, is it? I was sure.
OMG, he's not even a candidate.
Face it, boss. Varadkar ran rings around you.
I resent that now. I do far more jogging than he does. My metabolics are far.
He danced around you while you were dithering.
Yes. Dithering douse is what you were at.
She's pathetic to be outmaneuvered with Mark Dorkin while we're left with our rubbish. She's like being offered a glass of parcheen. We're getting a glass of Kiora.
A humiliation once again.
Yes.
Stop it, lads. You'll wreck the party. You'll burst it. You'll burst it wide open.
Huh? What's happening?
Oh no, he's gone into default nostalgia mode.
We all party now, to be fair.
He's like a talking Fianna Fáilopedia.
We are.
I'm scared.
We are living beyond our means. We have to tighten the belts.
I'm happy as a comely maiden.
I resent that comment.
Upon mature reflection.
I'm getting out of here.
Me too.
He's totally lost it.
I've looked up every tree in North Dublin. That's better. Alone at last. All I need is myself anyway. The most skillful, the most devious, the most cunning of them all.
I haven't got away, you know.
Previously on the West Wing of the Department of Health.
Here he is.
I'm important. Do I look important? Another successful week as the health minister. Hi, Spinnies.
Minister.
I could murder a gunpowder gin and fever tree tonic right now.
You can't be serious, man.
Well, I mean, any gin will do. Is Hendrix more popular to tweet about?
Not that, Minister. People are baying for blood over the children's hospital.
What?
The A&E crisis.
Abortion rollout.
Massive waiting lists.
And to think all it took was one envelope scare and an evacuation of the Department of Health to shift the attention and get sympathy for me again. Great PR work, guys.
Yes, it was. Hold on. Do you think we
staged the envelope thing?
Fantastic work. Well, this is why spin doctors are my favourite kind of doctors. You should be paid more than actual doctors.
Well, we are, but...
Every time something gets worse with the health service, the public falls back in love with me because of these wonderful stunts you've pulled.
Dude, we didn't do this. They're not stunts. They're real.
People are really angry.
You guys, I suppose you have to say that.
No, we're...
A tweet.
What?
At Jane underscore Waterford says, Simon Harris should be ashamed of himself. Worst bleeding health minister in history. Oh, well done, guys.
Oh, minister.
I think it's very important you get me an interview with Marion for me to talk about the pain this tweet has caused me and my family as Ireland's only father of a small child. Let's go for gin to celebrate.
Oh, no.
Follow me.
Harris, you're scum.
Wow.
How horrible.
You've even hired actors on the street so I can complain about being victimised.
What?
Great performance.
Minister, that wasn't an actor.
Next thing you'll be telling me that angry mob outside my house wasn't a troupe of actors you hired.
They weren't, and we didn't hire them.
And you're telling me that envelope wasn't you?
No!
You're telling me every time I make another catastrophic decision for the future of the health services in this country, something magically happens to make the public sympathise with me, and that has absolutely nothing to do with you?
Nothing!
It's not us, man.
What?
You guys are just amazing. What? G&Ts are on me. And raises. I know I shouldn't, but I'll just make you consultants on the children's hospital. It's so many billions over budget. No one will even notice.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
The Ray Darcy Show. The one on the radio, not the TV one. We've nothing to do with that. Seriously, nothing.
Good afternoon. Welcome. We're going to start today with... Sorry, don't know what happened there. We're going to start today with Price Watch. Whoops, sorry again. Connor Pope is off this week to go through bins or something, I don't know. So to answer all your consumer questions is stand-in Skinflint, the Minister for Finance.
Thank you very much for having me, Way.
Okay, first caller's on the line. I'm going to hop on the treadmill here, Minister.
Okay, hello, caller.
Hi, I'm a struggling lone parent. Poverty among working lone parents has actually doubled since you came to power.
Well, to save money, caller, why not buy your food entirely from DoneDeal.ie?
What?
They often advertise boxes of things that have been opened already.
You can't.
And if you can't afford a babysitter, why not give your kiddie a bottle of Calpol so he goes nighty-nighty snoozy snooze? They also don't feel the cold when they're sleepy-weepy.
She's gone off the line. Oh. Must have run out of credit.
Right.
Now, text us in now if you have any questions.
No, actually, try WhatsApp as it's free and are also owned by Facebook, which I'm supposed to promote as I'm a government minister.
Yeah, but not everyone has Wi-Fi for the WhatsApp.
But the government has provided free Wi-Fi. All you need to do is jog alongside a Dublin bus and use their hotspot.
Right.
You'll also save on gym membership. And if you're unfit, just remember to take a breather at O'Connell Street because the city's always gridlocked due to conveniently terrible transport.
Why are people unfit? I don't know. I find time to exercise and I work two, maybe 3 hours a day. Time for another caller.
Hey, Ray, what's that muppet going to do about high rents?
Oh, lovely to talk to you today, sir.
Yeah, don't be trying to sweet talk me, Buster.
Oh, about that sausage at Bulldogs, you what?
Sorry?
The rents are a whopper and I haven't the rashest what's going bleeding on, you know what I mean?
Wow!
Yeah, he could speak fluent Northside. Who knew?
You should know and the loaf on ya.
Jeez, you know, Pascal, you're f***ing all right.
And you too, you gentleman.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I meant you too, you f***ing box, yeah.
Lovely, jubbly.
Happy caller there, well done.
Yeah.
Now it's time for my designated tough question.
Oh.
Yeah. What about cutbacks on Project 2040?
Well, I've reprofiled the Metrolink. There'll be no rail at all between Collins Avenue Junction and Movie Road to bypass Nafina, who we can't interrupt as that's my club.
Yeah.
We're asking people to get out, carry the metro carriages down the road to the next stop, past DCU, but be careful not to slip on the sick during rag week. Money saved.
Well done. Good exercise too. Coming up after the break, I'll be reading things from the papers you read 8 hours ago and I'll be laughing maniacally for no reason whatsoever.
Ah, hey, all. Leave it out.
Ray Darcy. We're sorry. The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now with added women on the weekend.
Women.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Some text coming in. Pat, how come News Talk has barely mentioned the court case won by the Sunday Business... the rest of that message, very blurry there. Now we're joined live from Galway by Ronnie Shortstraw, who's the Irish Independent's Page 12 correspondent.
Good afternoon from Galway, Pat, where the Supreme Court sat for the first time ever.
ever this week.
No doubt surprising locals there who would have never seen Law and Order in Galway before. The judges were, however, carefully prepared for this visit.
Yeah.
After undergoing weeks of training not to look local people in the eye, learning not to inhale as they walk in the vicinity of the Spanish Arch, and of course, how to defend themselves against unsolicited outbreaks of fiddle.
Now, Ronnie Shortstraw, you have the latest on this story about the old crusader who lost his head.
That's right, he's believed to have been a legal crusader who well and truly lost his head in recent weeks.
Yeah.
Though it's a serious story, people all over the country were only delighted to point and laugh at him as he was humiliated over and over again.
Dear.
And it should be said, Pat, he has quite a big head.
Though a lot of people are nervous of him, I understand.
Well, he did lose his head after all. And that's why I'm the only one in the Indo willing to write about him.
Albeit on page 12, though, ipso facto.
Yes, however, I did manage to get onto page 10 last week when our crusader came up against people in a Sunday newspaper armed with facts and public interest.
Yes.
But yes, he has led many crusades and haunted the media for years.
So, Ronnie, do we know where his head is right now?
It's probably in a right temper.
The Knights Templar, Crusaders Maximus, yeah.
And we believe his head might also be in the various investigations swirling around his interests, shall we say.
Yikes.
Or it could just be in Malta, thinking up ideas about tax.
And this crusader, do we know who he is?
Well, not really, other than he has some medieval ideas about what people can say in Parliament.
Right.
And the fact that he was once a feared warrior, but is now crumbling a bit and is being laughed at quite a lot. But honestly, I'm the page 12 guy, so I can't identify him due to guess-for-yourself reasons.
And also because the death mission laws in this country date back to the era of the Crusades. Tempus ridiculus. Now, that's all we have the time and the stomach for. Back next week, pretending none of this ever happened.
Talk still on sale. If anyone wants a radio station full of men
with some women shoved into the weekend.
Good evening from Belfast. A new survey in Northern Ireland looked at me and that look said it all. Northerners, including unionists, do not want the Tory DUP Brexit. I spoke to Arlene Foster, who said words, and those words said it all.
We in the DUP do not believe these fact-finding surveys.
No.
Facts are the inventions of the Sinn Féin, IRA, Semtex, Marriage, Country right. Music, and Gender to destroy the union.
Yes.
It's no surprise these LGB and Q Tiddo Crisp TG Cahar lies have emerged in the same week that something called Dairy Girls tried to rewrite the history of our province by claiming that Catholics were having fun in the 90s instead of what we know they were doing. Drinking alcohol on Sundays and stealing all the RUC's rubber bullets by catching them in their Fenian faces.
Yes.
The clue about their lies is in the name.
Right.
Dairy Girls. Dairy. There's no such place in Ulster.
No.
And Sammy Wilson is lactose intolerant.
Yes.
He's allergic to dairy.
Oh,
it makes him swell up to the size of a paisley. Everyone in the DUP is intolerant of something.
Yes.
That's how you get in.
Yes.
And we are proud to be intolerant.
Yes.